This Wednesday, the U.S. military will hold a solemn ceremony to receive 55 small coffins. They were flown out of North Korea last week, following up on a commitment made by Kim Jong-un to President Trump. The caskets are believed to hold the remains of U.S. service members killed during the Korean War. But Defense Secretary James Mattis cautioned that that might not be the case.
You noticed there was a U.N. blue flag on each of the boxes. Many of the U.N. nations with us also have missing. We don't know who's in those boxes.
Still, Secretary Mattis said the moment carried significance some 65 years after the end of hostilities.
We have families that, when they got the telegram, have never had closure. They've never gone out and had the body returned.
One American hoping for closure is Rick Downs. He was just 3 years old when his father's plane was shot down. But through letters and family stories, Rick Downs has managed to piece together a portrait of him.
He was kind of a good guy, I think, and he had a lot going for him. He had gone into World War II as a young man and got a lot of training in the Air Force, and then never actually got to action. The war ended. And then got married to my mom, and they had me, and he went off to the University of Michigan and graduated a business degree, got a job at Kaiser Auto, and the very first day he was there, my mom got a telegram saying he'd been recalled to the Korean conflict, and his comment was he hadn't even sharpened his pencils.
Forgive me for asking, but is there a moment when you accepted for yourself that he wasn't coming back?
Not a moment, no, because there was a possibility he survived the air crash. We'll probably never be satisfied until we go around to some village in North Korea, which is what we're trying to do, is to get teams to go out to the air loss sites where some villagers buried the guy. And it's, you go around and you interview and they say, yes, plane went down over here, and that's the grave. That's when I think I will say, okay, that's it.
I wanted to ask if you could describe what it would mean for you, though, to be able to receive your father's remains and to have them be identified. For somebody who hasn't gone through what you've gone through, can you just describe what you think that would mean to you?
Well, my standard answer is, how do you know something or try to feel something that you've never experienced? I don't know how I would feel. I can guess, you know, what is closure? What is not having to think about this anymore, as far as my dad goes, never mind all the other guys, which I'm also invested in. That would be pretty special to personally, just to be able to have an ending, whatever that is. But then to have him home and then, you know, where do we put him? You know, you can have him in Arlington Cemetery. We can put him with my mom. There's a lot of things to stop and think about, but to actually try to say what it feels like, I think that anyone would sit back and say, what do they have an open end to in their lives? That's very emotional. That is the very core of who they are. And how would it feel to not have to deal with that anymore? That's about as close as I can get.
Mr. Downs, thanks so much for talking with us. We really appreciate it.
You're welcome, and thank you.
Rick Downs' father, Hal Downs, was a radar operator on a U.S. Air Force bomber which went down over North Korea in 1952. Rick Downs is now president of the Coalition of Families of Korean and Cold War POW MIAs.